Hot Cares Christmas, spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.
So here we are, another Hot Cares Christmas on Hot 102.7. Today's letter, in actual fact, came in from a lady called June. And she writes in about Mandy, but it's not really about Mandy. This is more about a lady or a young lady who's still 16 called Faith. Now, let me just paint the picture for you a little bit. And I have invited Bunny Majaja into the studio today because, Bunny, you've been working behind the scenes on this campaign or this particular story.
Yes, I've had the privilege to do a bit of ferreting around, speaking to Mandy about Faith and her experience. And it's been, an incredibly difficult time for them in what would have been an ordinary night.
Now, Mandy works for June's daughter. Mm. Okay. Mandy is a mother and she's got a daughter and it's a teenage daughter. And it's all well and good. And her daughter says, "Hey, Mum, please can my friend Faith come and stay with me? It's a sleepover. Our children have done it for years." You say, "Fantastic, no problem." Off you go. You get a free night and life is good. Unfortunately, though, it didn't end well at all. Because while Faith was having a sleepover at Mandy's house with her daughter, all of a sudden there was a phone call. And there was a disaster impending. Hello, Mandy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Very well, thank you. Mandy, we've just been telling our listeners here on Hot 102.7 about what should have been a regular sleepover. Just take me back, if you can, a little bit to that night.
We got a call that their house is burnt down and there were people inside at around that time. So it was something, it really changed my life because at that moment you don't know how to tell that girl that, you know, this is what's happening and all that stuff. So it was a shock to all of us, and I couldn't believe that it was their house at first. But the lady that called me said, "Yes, it's their house, which has just been down, and everybody was inside there, including Faith. They didn't know that Faith had come to sleep over our house on that night." When I approached her, I told her that, you know, something bad has just happened, and immediately she said, "No, is my sister okay?" That's what she asked. So I said, "No, she's not okay." And then she said, "Oh, no." She started crying. And it was so hard for me to break it down to her because already it's like there were arguments and fights prior to that. When all that was happening, she didn't even cry. I was the one who was crying for her. My daughter was crying for her. And it was so hard for her in such a way that she accepted the situation. But you can see that inside, you know, like, she's not normal at all. Like, the whole minute thing has just changed her whole life. And then she was like, "Is my mother okay?" And then I said, "No, sweetie, your mother is not okay because there was no ambulance there, but there were plastic, you know, they were plastic, they were put in those plastics." So nobody survived in that scenario. And then she told me that she knew what happened. Like, he said, "No, you know what, you mustn't say anything or your whereabouts because the guy who did this was seen around during that time." So we had to keep quiet about this whole thing because now it's like she was in hiding with immediate effect. She began crying the following day. The following morning, when I was still talking to her because I could see that she's still in shock. It became a reality when the police came to my house because the lady gave them my number, everything. She couldn't even go to school. Nobody went to school the following day.
I believe that she's missed quite a few exams as well and might have to repeat her year of school.
She was doing sciences and then, like now, she missed four of them.
Sure. She's currently staying with you and her mum's very badly burnt and in hospital from what I gather.
Yes, that's what's happening. She's staying with me at the moment. Things have been hard. It's hard for her to adjust to that environment.
What we can do is we can help, but we can only help in material things. We can only help in education, and that's what we're going to try and do with Hot 102.7.
For starters, what we'd like to do and what Hot Cares would like to do this Christmas is to take care of Faith's schooling for the whole of next year. That includes all her needs, transport, textbooks, uniform, her school fees, all taken care of for next year.
Thank you so much.
So we also wanted to assist with some transport. so that Faith can go and see her mom and go and see the social worker whenever she needs. That'll be for the next few months while mom's in hospital. And so that we can try and get Faith to a psychological state where she does feel like she can carry on and that there's a brighter day for her.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It really means a lot.
She needs to take care of her personal hygiene. She needs to make sure that she looks right. And
yes.
You know, I know that everything costs money. What we're going to do is we're going to give you 2,500 rands worth of Dis-Chem vouchers. We're going to do it every single month for the whole of 2023.
Thank you so much. You guys are really angels.
Well, all we're doing is trying to make a situation slightly better. I think if anyone's the angel right now, it's probably you. We realize that she probably doesn't have a bed in your house because you probably didn't count on having another teenager in the house so quickly. Let's get her in her own bed. We're going to organize that bedding and clothing and shoes and other items and everything that she lost in the fire. We'll sort that out with a voucher. Okay, that'll be done.
Thank you so much.
And I know she lost her cell phone in the fire, so we'll sort that out as well.
Thank you so much.
We obviously want for you and Faith and your daughter to also have a fabulous Christmas. You're talking about taking them out. We'd love to whisk you and Faith and your daughter away to the Pilans Game Reserve so that Faith can get out in nature. I remember you saying that she's kind of closed up. She's not really... And the three of you can get out, get some fresh air and get some fresh perspective ahead of the new year.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
One last thing.
You remember you telling me about how skilled you were with the sewing needle? And how you had to, you told us how you had to alter Faith's garments when she arrived.
Yes.
So, Simon, what is that last thing on the list?
We're going to supply you with a sewing machine, fabric and haberdashery items so that we can sort all that out throughout the year and you don't have to worry about that either.
You know, guys, I don't know. Like, thank you so much so that I can spend all my two heads. Thank you so much.
Hot Cares Christmas, spreading joy through Joburg on Hot 102.7.